From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Houston Mayor John Whitmire is responding after Governor Greg Abbott threatened to pull state funding from George Bush Intercontinental Airport over the airport's Muslim prayer room. Our Shelby Rose is in studio with us live to break it all down. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning, Matt. Since 2024, IAH's ablution room has been open for anyone to use, the foot washing station and prayer room over in Terminal D. Governor Abbott claims it's illegal religious favoritism, arguing it could violate state law if public funds are used for religious purposes. However, Houston Mayor John Whitmire released a statement saying city taxpayer funds were not used to build this facility, nor federal or state grants either. And IAH is home to interfaith chapels throughout. He also says the facility is open to any religious background. Quote, nobody receives preferential access and nobody is excluded.
Okay.
Quote.
Do any other Texas airports have these facilities?
Yeah, Governor Abbott also signaled out DFW in his letter. The airport had been evaluating a proposal to add an ablution room and accelerated that review based on public interest, but in a statement, they ultimately decided to scrap the project as it would, quote, not deliver the originally anticipated operational benefits, end quote. Matt.
All right, Shelby, you'll continue to follow that story for us. No layoffs are being proposed in Harris County, even though the county faces a costly $130 million budget deficit next year. Harris County commissioners heard a budget proposal presentation for the 2027 fiscal year, and Commissioner Adrian Garcia says federal funding cuts have exacerbated the deficit as the county works to make up for the federal government slashing services.
When we set the budget, it's not as simple as what we deal with, what we are working as a county government to provide to our residents. We have to deal with these unfunded mandates that we get from the state and from the federal government, thanks to President Trump. And thanks to Governor Abbott.
The proposed budget is just over $3 billion. Commissioners are set to vote on it next month. HEBs in Houston and around Texas are voluntarily recalling several of its jalapeno products due to potential salmonella contamination. Our Maria Navarro reports.
The CDC announced earlier this month a recall of pepper supplied and distributed by Coast Citrus. Products recalled from the San Antonio-based grocer include varieties of HEB and Nature Best branded pico de gallo, jalapeno stuffed mushrooms, and pre-cut diced jalapenos. HEB says the affected products were distributed to customers in Texas between July 3rd and August 5th. All products related to the recall were removed from shelves but should be discarded if purchased. HEB also voluntarily removed several food items made in store that contained affected ingredients, including guacamole, ceviche, and pimento cheese. I'm Maria Navarro in San Antonio.
In sports, the Astros are back on the field tonight. They take on the Los Angeles Angels in what will be the first of a three-game series. Right now, they have one more win than they do losses, and they are two games in front of the Texas Rangers for first place in the division as the